The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Oh, one of my favorite shows, not only because I get to co-host it, I get to do it with a good friend of mine, Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa. Of course, I just saw him several hours ago as we record this show here on Thursday. We did ABC 3340's When in Rome with Stuart Rome, a version of the starting lineup. You were fantastic. You gave all the great deals you gave to a lot of people last week. And make sure you listen to the show today because we have a Black Friday thing that is going to blow your socks off. But you did fantastic. Someone was talking to one of the guys after you left. And obviously, you're an attractive dude. You take care of yourself. You look like you work out a little bit. But someone had asked me, I think it was Daryl, was asking me, that had you done TV before? Have you done TV commercials before?
I have, actually.
There you go.
I've done a few New Orleans local movie. I'm SAG eligible, believe it or not, because I have a speaking role in one of them.
Really?
But yeah. But that was last time I did that was probably, I don't know, 6-8 years ago. And then I didn't have time for it. But just some, met some famous people, worked with some pretty high famous people.
So you
back in the day.
So hold on. So you've been in movies.
A couple, yeah.
Anything we know?
A couple on TV, yeah. Also.
Okay, well, what are they? Let me go. I'm going to my local Blockbuster tonight and pulling these things up. What were the movies and what were the TV shows?
Librarian with Noah Wiley was one on the TNT. The Librarian, Curse of the Judas Chalice. It's a series on TNT, I think it was.
Okay.
And I was one of the henchmen, charge of chasing him around New Orleans, trying to catch him.
Really?
and that had this reality show that was on a couple seasons. I was on the last episode of The Colony.
The Colony.
Which was like a reality. These people, you know, the world's coming to an end and they're kind of trying to figure out what to do. And they're supposed to be on their own and, you know, with no tools and had to make their own crap. No, anyway, yeah. So I was on that.
Okay.
And was that stupid one with Carmen Electra in it? Revenge of the Spartans. It was the spoof of 300.
Oh, it was called Revenge of the Spartans?
Yeah, it was fucking... Oh, I'm right. It was terrible.
That's all right. Revenge of the Spartans. Well, if it's got Carmen Electra in, I'll watch it.
Yeah, at least I got to hang with her. And I did Bad Lieutenant with Nicolas Cage, but most parts got cut out, but I remember sitting on the sofa. It's three-person sofa. It was me in the middle, and Nicolas Cage was on my right. And, the guy that played Batman was on my left. Shoot. Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Yeah.
So I got to hang with those people. It's pretty fun to do, you know?
Well, that's pretty cool. It's funny that he asked that question, and it's funny that I had no clue. I had no idea. You know, I used to have a producer here that used to run the radio station for me, and he was in The Walking Dead. And he did several episodes. He had some speaking parts. So once you get to a speaking part, you know, you get on the, you get on the Academy, start getting paid some pretty good money. But, and it was just one of those things where, you know, he knew where to go to become an extra. And next thing you know, he was doing some Walking Dead stuff. And it's just, I mean, it's,
that's kind of what happened in New Orleans. I just showed up. I was like, yeah, I got extra time. They're filming a bunch of stuff down there. And, I went to one of those things and then it went, then they started calling me.
That's awesome.
I was the birthday boy on the Edible Arrangements commercial.
How long ago was that?
That had to be like 6 years ago, I guess.
All right. do you have a roll of all these things that you do? Do you have like a tape that you could send out?
I don't have a reel put together, but
that'd be awesome, dude.
I've got them saved. You know, most of the shit you can find on YouTube.
Yeah. I'm going to look some of that stuff up right after the show. It's hilarious because I had a friend of mine named Bill Thomas. We used to call him the Birdman. He is no longer with us. He died of cancer about 15, 20 years ago. And one of the funniest radio guys I've ever met. And he was one of these guys that would do or say anything to anybody at any time. I mean, if you challenged him to go talk to the most beautiful woman in the room and tell him what to say, he would do it. And of course, you know, more times than not, when you do those things, just crazy stuff happens. And so he always wanted to be in a movie so he could pick up women. And somehow he got in some movie. It was a Steve Guttenberg movie. It was after the Police Academy movies, when Steve was still kind of hot.
Right.
He had a very small speaking part. He was in line at an airport, and they had like a one line there. And then another friend of mine, I don't know if you know, his name is what's his last name? Maddox was his son's first name. They used to own a place called CRM Motors, and it's still open on Highway 31. And just a good old boy and a really nice guy. And this was just about 2 or 3 years ago. And John Travolta was in town to do some racing movie. He was the executive director and everything. And Shania Twain played his wife in the movie. And they were looking for someone to teach them some driver skills so he could actually look like he knew what he was doing as a race car driver in the movie. And someone threw out Maddox's dad's name. And he said, sure. So next thing you know, they're at his shop. And they write a part in the movie for him. And I'm not kidding you, within 6 months, he's moved out to LA. And now he's directing movies. I mean, he's just in a movie with Sam, the cowboy guy. Sam Donaldson. I mean,
oh yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in like 20 movies now. And it's like, I mean, this guy was, you know, a super nice guy, owned a used car lot, and, you know, was just a Southern old boy, had a Southern twang to him and stuff like that. And next thing you know, Chris Mullinax is his name. It just came to me. His name's Chris Mullinax. And if you pull up Chris Mullinax he flies with John Travolta all over the place on his 747 and was there at John Travolta's wife's funeral. And I mean, but it's just crazy because like he owned his car a lot and he was doing pretty well for himself. And then all of a sudden within 6 months, he's moved out to LA and he's hobnobbing with all these movie stars. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how that happened.
It's funny.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
So speaking of hobnobbing and things you've done in the past, you have a very special day coming up next week. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm not sure if it's special. It's not special to me.
I'm just glad you're older than I am.
Yeah, I'm turning the big 60 this coming Wednesday.
You look damn good for 60, man. I'm just telling you. I mean, everyone always told me till I was like 51 or 52, everyone said, man, you look great for 51, 52. But I haven't told me, no one's told me recently that I look good for my age. So I'm assuming that it's finally caught up with me.
Right. No, you look great, VH.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I turned 60 and I was born in the 60s. I was born in 1964. Mm-hmm. So today's music is all rock from the 60s that I like.
I love it. And so the happy birthday to you a little early. And we'll give you some well wishes when it comes up. And, I always loved the fact that I was born in 1966. So I was born the first year of the Super Bowl. So I never forget how old I am. If it's Super Bowl 59, I'm 59 that year. So I'm always the same as the Super Bowl. So I never forget that, but it's great. All right. Well, we have a lot to get into. And I really want to get into the holiday stuff because as we do this show, we only have, 14 more days till Thanksgiving. I can't believe Halloween's already over, by the way. And I can't believe we're 14 days past Halloween. I don't even know what happened the last 2 weeks. And so it's on, man. I mean, we're full Christmas. And so it's time to start getting gift cards and everything else. We'll talk about that in a few seconds. Let's start with a great band that you have in the 60s to celebrate your birthday. Go.
Yeah, we start up with the band Up on Cripple Creek.
Up on Cripple Creek, that's one of my favorite songs from the band. Absolutely love the band, The Last Waltz, one of my favorite gigs. And then I really wasn't into the Weight, some of those other things, but they did some fantastic. I mean, some of their stuff was just fantastic. It was great. And Up on Cripple Creek was certainly one of their big songs. So happy birthday to you, celebrating with the band. All right, let's get into it, man. We talked about this morning on the television show. You can see Stuart this Saturday morning, depending on when you hear this podcast, on ABC 33, 40, 10, 30, 11. O'clock, and you blew the doors off. You had Kip Kiefer like all jumping at the bit because he couldn't believe what a great deal you have going on. You normally do this 6 for $5 thing, and it's 365 24/7, but for one day only, you're going to be doing something a little special. Talk about it.
Yes, sir. We're going to add an extra one in there. So we're going to do a 7 for $5.
Wow.
So basically, you're getting 7 services for the price of 5. You'll pay for the 5. We'll put 7 on your account, so you don't have to carry around a gift card or remember how many of you left or anything like that. And we're only doing it that one day on Black Friday, but this year we're actually taking pre-sale calls. So if you are interested and you don't want to forget about it, or you don't want to, you know, forget to call on Black Friday, just call us any day up till then, and we'll get your information. And then on that day, we'll set you up with the 7 and charge your card.
By the way, that is a brilliant idea. I know that they've got like Walmarts and stuff like that you can buy ahead of time, you know, and they put it on layaway, I guess, for you. I guess it's right. what they used to call layaway.
Right.
But what a great idea, because, you know, if Black Friday's kind of crazy, you get enough stuff going on and then you forget about things. And if you just call 905-7676, 905-7676, or I'm assuming they can stop by your store. We won't do that online, but you can set that up ahead of time. That way you won't forget about it. And that is a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
That is a great deal.
Oh, it's great. You know, and like we talked about before, you can basically just pick anything from the menu that you like, because it applies to every service. So if you really like 80-minute deep tissue massages, you can pay for 5 of those and you're going to get 7. So that's a lot of extra there. And
really
you'll kind of be set for a while, and, you know, you can share them with friends. You can bring some people with you, you know, each time you come in, or you can just use them yourself. It's real flexible.
It's really good. You can go check out that menu he's talking about, and it is extensive, but it's really easy to navigate. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, and check out everything they have on there. You also, and because this particular service is a little more expensive, you're going to be doing a 4 for $3 deal. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hydrofacials are, you know, fairly expensive. It's, very expensive machine. We have 3 of them, but, about 30,000 each plus all the product.
Woo.
So it's a more expensive service, and, it would be kind of tough sometimes, you know, for somebody to pay for even 5 of those. So, at one time, at least.
Yeah.
So we lowered it a bit, and we're going to offer that at you pay for 3 and we'll give you 4. Which makes it more manageable. And of course, you know, if you want to do the 7 for $5, you can. But if you know, budget allows you to do the 4 for $3, that's also a great deal. It's basically 25% off.
There you go. Let's get some emails. info@tonycurryradio.net. info@tonycurryradio.net. We always get a ton of emails. We get some crazy questions. We talk about all of them here on the show with Stuart Rome, Winter Rome. By the way, you want to hear the show on Spotify, wherever you get your music, check that out, because it's a hybrid kind of show. It's actually won an award as a hybrid show, where we actually talk about a product, we talk about a host, and then we have a music platform on it. It's just super cool, and we love it. It does really, really well. So make sure you check it out wherever you get your favorite podcast. And of course, you can hear the show at least 5 days a week on Tony Curry Radio. And that thing is blowing the doors off too. We are getting after it on TKR. So it's going really well. Play me another song. Do me some Zeppelin. Then we'll get into our emails. What do you got?
Oh yeah. I had a number of these to choose from the 60s from Zeppelin, but I chose Ramble On.
Ramble On from Led Zeppelin. I used to do a little thing called Get the Lead Out. We used to do it every single night at 6 o'clock, and we're bringing that back in 2025. We're going to bring that back here on Tony Curry Radio. So if you're into the Zeppelin thing, man. And it was great, because I've been playing Zeppelin. Yeah, you know, I worked in album-oriented rock, so I played a lot more Zeppelin than just the Black Dog and the rock and roll stuff.
Yep.
And but it gave me an opportunity to really dig deep into their catalog of music and really play. My boss would go, you know, you got to play a song that everyone knows, and you could play something a little dark. And then the third one, I don't care what you play. And man, we were playing, you know, stuff from the Rain Song and One Yard Brunch Slump. And I mean, we were playing all kinds of crazy stuff. It was really, really good. And stuff that, you know, Zeppelin fans would say, oh yeah, that's commonplace. I've heard that before. Because back in the day, you'd buy an album and you didn't listen to the hit. I mean, you listened to it from start to finish. And you flipped it and listened to the other side while you smoked a bowl.
Yeah. And you had to buy the whole album. Unlike now, we go to Spotify or whatever, you can just
exactly
Apple Music, you can buy one song off the album, you know.
And it's funny because those albums, I want to say, were $7.99, $8.99, maybe when they came out, $8.99. Am I right there? $10.99, something like that.
I think you're right there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was roughly a dollar.
Unless it was a double, you know.
Yeah, roughly a dollar a song. And now, if you wanted to go pick up Zozo or Led Zeppelin 4, as it's called, it's going to run you about $45. Which is crazy on vinyl. Amazing how everyone says vinyl's super hot, and I guess it's worth $45 if you can find someone willing to pay $45.
That's right.
I don't see my stuff going for $50 an album. If it did, it'd be for sale. But so it's kind of like baseball cards, to hold on to it. You never know what's going to happen. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Yeah. Janet in Birmingham wants to know, please ask Stuart what's going on with our skin. She said, it seems like I've read so much about rosacea. There's been Astro, what's the itchy stuff eczema, is that eczema? She's like, every time I turn the TV on, there's something about our skin's too dry, our skin's too oily. What's wrong with our skin? Are we doing too much to our skin? Is it the sunlight that's getting it too much? Because we used to just, you know, when you had pimples, you just said, here's a bar of soap, go knock it out. You didn't have, you know, OxyClean and all this other stuff. So what's going on with our skin? What have you seen over the last 10 to 15 years?
Well, you know, we all know the sun is terrible for the skin. It's probably the worst thing that can happen to the skin, is getting it sunburn or just staying out in the sun too long. But I think a lot of the, you know, there's a couple of different things. The skin type obviously makes a difference. Some people have oily skin. Some people are more prone to acne because they have oily skin. Some people have dry skin, so that always use moisturizer. You know, those conditions are a little bit different than, say, if you had some condition that requires medication, eczema, or one of those other things. So it's two different things, kind of there. The easier things to treat are the oily skin, the dry skin, you know, the superficial type things, whereas you know, some require dermatologists and with prescription type medication. We don't do that. We do the regular stuff, but you know, if we take a look at your skin and we think you should see a dermatologist, we're certainly going to recommend that.
Yeah, it was funny because when I was in high school, I was prescribed a sun lamp. And that was that was kind of the standard thing. I had bad acne. I worked at a Kentucky Fried Chicken, which certainly didn't help my cause. And so as a prescription, my doctor gave me some stuff that was like, Oxy wasn't even available at that time, but it was some type of acne cream. And then I held a sun lamp. And I held it up to my face for like 15 or 20 minutes a day. And sometimes, you know, obviously I'd go too long or I'd be too close and I'd burn myself. But I did that like 4 or 5 days a week. I mean, you were talking about getting cancer. I just used to hold that sun lamp up against my face. Now, I was the tannest son of a bitch at school. And it did dry out my face a little bit, but I look back on that now and I'm thinking, man, that's kind of crazy.
Was that doctor really licensed? I'm not sure.
I was like, what in the world? Megan in Luverne, Illinois says, I've seen Stuart on the television show and I listen every single week. And then she put wow with a smiley face when she mentioned your name. She wants to know, does Stuart have any tattoos or piercings?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I actually got my very first tattoo when I was in my 40s, mid 40s, when Saints won the Super Bowl against the Colts. And I got the Super Bowl logo, you know, the XLIV on my left arm, upper arm, shoulder area. And then, of course, you know, like they say, once you start getting them, then you get more and you get more. And then I started, I got a few with my dogs, you know, into dog animal rescue and have a few, several rescue dogs. Got a few of those. And then, yeah, now I'm thinking, let's see, what I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I have 6 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Any piercings?
No piercings. No. I did, about a year ago, I was fishing in Louisiana and I pulled up this catfish out of the water without even, I thought it was something else, the trout came flying out the water and the stinger went right through my earlobe.
Oh, dude.
And it was hanging on my ear flopping and I had to grab the catfish. It's not a freshwater, it's saltwater. So they have the stingers, you know?
Yeah.
And I had to rip it out my ear. So that's kind of a piercing.
Oh yeah. That's yeah. Yeah. I was, when I was in high school, it was all the rage and I got, some kid was at school back in the smoking pit and he's like, hey man, I'll pierce your ear. And I said, okay. And he pierced my ear. And, man, I did everything I could for my dad not to see it. And then one night I left my ring in, my dad said, we don't do that in our house. Thank God it's in the left ear. Take it out or you can leave. and I said, yes, sir. And that's, he let me have long hair. I was into rock and roll radio. I was 14 years old. I was already working commercial radio. So he's let me kind of do what I wanted to do. So, if he didn't want me to wear an earring, I didn't wear an earring. So there you have it.
It's a clip on, Dan.
Yeah, no doubt. all right. Your third artist here is a guy that I actually brought on stage back in 1989. He actually brought on, he was the opening act for Stevie Ray Vaughan, and it was one of the last shows that Stevie Ray Vaughan did before he died in that helicopter crash. But I just remember him being one of the nicest guys I've ever met in classic rock. Who do you guys, your third?
Oh, well,
yeah.
Yeah, I've actually seen him at the Jazz Fest a few times. Joe Cocker, Feeling All Right.
Feeling All Right from the Cocker Man. One of the, is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? If he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he needs to be. He should be.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
That is a great, well, I'm going to say he is because normally when you, they made the announcement for the 2025 group and normally they always have a list of snubs, you know, of people that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like Foreigner was in there until they finally made it. And then, I forget what some of the other bands that they had on there, but, yeah, that's killer. And if I'm betting he probably is just because of his association with Woodstock and all the things he did back in the 60s. Everyone always said he always looked like he just came out of a washing machine. And he did. But you know what? He never smelled like a washing machine. But every time I met him, man, he was a super, he had a really strange kind of gait to his walk. Everyone kind of thought that maybe he had a stroke or something, or that he had hurt his leg. And he just walked funny, kind of funny. But great stuff. We're celebrating your birthday. Birmingham.woodhousebars.com. Birmingham.woodhousebars.com. We've already mentioned the 7 for $5 deal, which is going on one day only on Black Friday, 905-7676. Call that phone number and they're going to take down your information. And that way you will not forget, because I know Black Friday is coming up. You want to make sure it happens. Also the HydraFacials, those are 4 for $3, the one day only. So make sure you call 905-7676. There's a stop down there in the Summit. It's the First Street right as you pull in the Summit right there by the Village Tavern. It's tucked in the back by Saks and it's fantastic. It's a great little joint. And you're going to love everything about the Woodhouse Day Spa. You will also, depending on when you hear this thing, you can see Stuart on television on ABC 3340. He's talking about some of his great deals. Info@TonyCurryArena.net. We also talked to Stuart about some of the movies. We didn't know you were a movie star, man.
I wouldn't say that.
By the way, when you said you were in a movie called The Librarian, I was thinking it was some porno movie from the 70s. I thought maybe you had a porn stash.
Well, you know, I don't qualify.
Yeah.
But
info@TonyCurryRadio.net.
You know, the funny story that when I did all that, I had done a bunch of things, but nothing in a, you know, SAG film.
Yeah.
And one of them was 12 days of filming. The Librarian was actually, but 12 days I had to deal with. But the very first part I got that qualified me to be in SAG was a movie called A Haunting in Georgia. And I had one line. It was my very first line. And guess what? I had to wear a hood so you couldn't see my face.
Ah, dude.
Because it was these guys chasing down these people in the backwoods, and they all had like masks and hoods on so you couldn't see their faces. So my very first line, and I have to wear a hood.
That sucks. But I got you say, so once you're in SAG, you're in for life. Is that how it is? Or do you have a certain number of films you do every single year to keep your license?
No, you're in. I mean, I'm eligible. I didn't join, but I checked online. Funny you mentioned this, but a couple of weeks ago, just for the hell of it, you put your name in and I'm still eligible. So you don't have to join right away. You can join 10 years later. Apparently you stay on the list.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Natalie in Southside, she said, I've heard of one leg being shorter than another. Ask Stuart if he's ever had someone with an arm noticeably shorter than another. I guess that because you see people with their clothes off, I guess there was something you noticed, but I mean, I've seen people with like legs are short, an inch shorter, but I don't think I've ever noticed an arm being shorter than the other.
No, I can't. I mean, it's possible that I just didn't notice it, but I guess the leg is more noticeable.
Yeah,
obviously. Cause when they, can I tell you a quick, funny story? We have time for that.
Yeah.
So, well, my wife is like this huge, you know, she's got a real brand name, beautiful stuff, but she never pays retail. She always goes to these different shops that she can find, no matter what city she's in. And she'll find like a Gucci pair of boots that somebody wore once and blah, blah, blah. And bonks. So anyway, she found these great boots and she was all excited about them. This is probably 3 years ago. And she's walking down the hall and it's click, click. Click, click. She's going, what the hell is wrong with this? Click, click. But she didn't realize when she bought them, one of the boots had a lift on it because whoever owned them before had two legs that were different.
Oh, no.
She's walking down the hall. Click, 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 click. She's like, something's wrong with these shoes.
That is hilarious. That's funny. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. I'm going to go because we only got time for one more. We've talked a lot of band stuff. Let's do one here from Todd. Todd's also in Birmingham. Todd said, I'm a bodybuilder. He said, do you do bodybuilders? And I mean, you do any type of a body when you go in there. I would assume that because bodybuilders get a lot of things. But he wanted to know what part of a bodybuilder's body is the one they ask to have massaged most.
It's always going to be the shoulders and the upper back.
Yeah.
Sometimes the chest, because, you know, a lot of times we're not focused too much on the chest, but a bodybuilder would be different. So a lot of times they'll want us to work on that longer than, say, the usual, you know, the pec muscles.
Yeah.
But by far, back, neck, shoulder, you know, just like almost anybody else, that's pretty much where they're going to have their problems after they, especially if they lift and they, you know, it's the most obvious place that you're going to tear something or you're going to pull something when you're working out, it's that area also.
That's crazy. All right, my man. We've talked a lot of rock and roll today. Again, don't forget the 7 for $5 deal, 4 for $3, 905-7676, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. But you got to call and put your name on the list. They're not going to run out of these things, and you could buy as many as you want, but they want to remind you for the Black Friday thing because there's a lot of stuff going on Black Friday. You get 7 for the price of 5 or the Hydrafacial, 4 for the price of 3. So make sure you check it out and go to their menu, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. You can check out everything they're doing. It's fantastic. We're out of time, so I want to ask you to go ahead and play your last two songs in celebration of your 60th birthday coming up next week. We'll play them back to back to take it to the house. What do you got?
If I make it, I still have to make it like 5 days.
You got it, brother. You got it.
I'll make it. We're going to finish with a little Traffic and Jimi Hendrix, Dear Mr. Fantasy, and Hey Joe.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.